Welcome to the latest edition of This Week in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and this week I am joined by Town Councilor for Ward 4, Samira Ali. Samira, school is just around the corner. Ward 4 is a very young area with a lot of schools and obviously a lot of young families. Tell me about back-to-school safety and what residents should keep in mind this year.
Thank you so much, Cam. You are right. We are a very young ward and a lot of families with young kids. And, you know, the school year is starting now in September. A lot of anxiety from parents on many, many ends. But I want people to know that the least anxiety should be coming in from traffic and parking. So in my effort to mitigate that, I am talking to you folks about back-to-school safety. And one thing I want to start off by saying is that back-to-school safety starts by sharing the road and understanding that we're all in this together and that we all have to make way for each other. So for example, if you're dropping off your kids, check with your school drop-off procedures, follow those procedures, make sure that you know all the kids are safe around here, and don't double park. Don't load or unload your children across from the school on the other side of the street, and carpool to try to reduce the number of vehicles at the school. So those are some tips that I can share with you for back-to-school safety. Other than that, on our end at the Town of Milton, we're going to have our back-to-school safety campaign again this year, like every year, and it's going to start when school starts.
And staying on the topic of schools, Samira, in your ward, Ward 4, is St. Francis Xavier Secondary School, formerly known as Jean Vanier. It's been a growing controversy, not because of the name change and what surrounded that, but rather the amount of portables it will have this upcoming school year. What exactly is happening there?
Thank you so much, Cam. Yes, you are right. It is an issue in my ward because 60 additional portables have been added to St. Francis Xavier campus, and because of that, we are expecting an increase in traffic. Even though the school year is going to be very, very different, wherein parents have the choice to keep kids home or to send them to school, which might result in a decrease of students that are daily going to school. Having said that, we do anticipate some disruption because it's a different procedure altogether, wherein students will be required to park or off-site and then take a shuttle that comes to school. And for that reason, Steph and I have had many, many meetings with our staff and CDSE staff, and things are moving along fine. A little bit of details that I can give you is that there's going to be shuttles that are going to arrive between 7 to 8 a.m., with drop-off between 11:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. Signage will be installed in both parking lots where people are going to be parking, and municipal bylaw officers will be patrolling school zones in these two areas as part of the back-to-school practice. And additional signs will also be placed around schools and in local streets, reminding people about our parking lot. So these are some things that we are doing to mitigate the parking and traffic issues. And of course, there will be things that will be missed, and then we will deal with them as they come along. But, you know, going back to my earlier message, just asking people to share the road with their neighbors and make sure that our kids are safe.
Moving slightly down the street from St. Francis, Samira, CN Rail announced this week that they will be investing $250 million into the logistics hub, something that hasn't even been approved yet. A lot of residents have strong feelings about this hub, and I know you, Samira, you do as well.
Yes, absolutely. I do have some strong opinions on that matter. The fact is that this project is not approved, and the file rests with the Ministry of Environment. Nothing is approved yet, and yet I get to see these announcements coming from CN about all the money they're going to put in the project, a project which has not been approved. It's really disappointing. None of us approve of this, not myself, not my regional colleague, none of my town colleagues or Halton colleagues even. So the region, the municipality, everybody's against this project, and I urge the ministry to do the right thing and not approve this, because we have serious concerns for environmental safety, traffic concerns, and many other concerns. So through this, I hope the ministry is listening and does not approve this project at all.
We have run out of time here, Samira. I want to thank you for joining me, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much, Cam, for this opportunity.
That is Town Councilor for Ward 4, Samira Ali, joining me for the latest edition of This Week in Milton. If you missed the beginning of this episode, you can find the full interview at miltonnow.ca. We'll be putting it all up there within the next hour or so. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.